when was the last time you, as a female, strong black female, was in a crunch? You know the crunch I'm talking about? I didn't had a crunch where I didn't talk to women. Nobody gave me a time of day, so I picked the ugly, beat-up, fat girl that's been mangled, and her face just looks, her face look like an old catcher's mitt. And the only thing I could do, hey, you want to go out? No. And then her voice sounded, no. like the no come out, and it's no. That's when I knew I was in a crunch. You can't, I said to Mike a couple months ago, you cannot be a female in a crunch, because at any given time, hey, motherfucker, you want some pussy? Yes. I can't think of a guy who just, nah, I'm good.
I can't either.
I can't. Can a female really be in a crunch?
Well, a female really don't. Mm-hmm. Well, I myself personally, I.
This really is the part you start lying. I have never been in a crunch.
No, I've been in a crunch. But
shit.
It's never been where the guy has already said, no, I'm okay. It's just me geeking myself up to do whatever I gotta do to get out of the crunch.
That's your own goddamn fault.
Exactly.
That's not a crunch. That's just lack of opportunity, motherfucker. I am trapped. Hey, baby. I pay bills. I come over. I'll fix shit. Come on, give me some pussy, please.
No, but I have had to take one for the team, Sam. Like,
women don't do that. Hey, what's your take one for the team, motherfucker? Women do not take one for the goddamn team. What was your take one for the team?
It was just a guy that I was totally not feeling.
Y'all do that?
Yeah. And if the guys that you are feeling.
Oh, shit. It's relative.
Yeah.
Here's how guys take one for the team. Because women are like the goddamn arranged in any goddamn club. You walk in together. You walk out together. Yeah. Everyone's leaving. If you a guy and you can't penetrate this fucking iron curtain, you are leaving with dry balls. I don't give a fuck how much Hennessy you buy. If you can't break that one bitch, that one mother, the lead one, I call it a pace car. Because that's what I do, I call it a pace car. If you can get past the goddamn pace car, you win there, nigga.
Sammy,
because y'all do shit, I don't give a fuck. Like Brandon, he was on the show. Brandon, my best friend. Brandon, my boy. He been my man $100,000 for a while. If we were single and we both went to a club, he come to me, look, I'm really liking this girl, but you gotta talk to her ugly ass friend. That's me taking one for the team. Now I gotta sit there and watch him get on. And if he get
I'm
on,
taking one for the team. No, in that area
hold on,
too.
But wait, hold on, wait. There's more. If he get on, everything about me stops. If I drove, I gotta give him my keys so he look good. I gotta have fucking insulin in the ride. If he trying to get down, nigga, I better find a Snickers. God damn it. I'm dying that night. Is it like, hey dog, before you go, throw me my inhaler. Fuck it. Have a good time. That, women don't do that. I've been on the cusp, that's the best word I can, on the cusp of just having, alright, I'll put it like this. Worst crunch I ever been in. What's the furthest you ever drove for cock, motherfucker? What's the furthest you ever drove for dick?
Probably 3-4 miles.
3-4 miles. That's the furthest
that's
you
the
drove.
Furthest, yeah.
I was in the deep set. Heart of my crunch, nigga. I drove the Grand Rapids.
Well, my cousin Brandon.
That is 2 hours, motherfucker. So 2 hours of air, roughly 300 miles of round trip. That's the level of crunch. Yo ass went to the crunch, nigga.
No.
You just had an unfortunate situation where you had
to
go.
I guess guy crunches and girl crunches are totally different.
That's a goddamn crunch.
No, cause
like,
I wish I would drive 300 miles to see a nigga.
Let me explain. Y'all sell it. I'm not going to throw a name out there, but you know who you is. You listen to my show. I got the emails. Now, I got it on the phone where she was just like, if you come here, not only will you get ass, She sold it like a fucking used Subaru. She was like, not only will you get ass, I will cook. You like steak, right? Yes. I got steak and all the Bacardi you could drink. I'm like, I don't drink Bacardi. Okay, we'll get Bacardi dark. That 151 shit, that ain't bad. All you gotta do, take the drive. If it's worth the drive, you can come here. I couldn't find my keys fast enough, Brad. I couldn't find my fucking keys. I left shit. I burned.
Well, she must have been in a crunch. Why you saying you was?
No, that ain't a crunch move. Cause y'all lie. Women lie. You can say all this cool shit. I got there. It was, hey, shit. It was like, I didn't think he was coming. Hey, nigga, shit. It's a bottle of Wild Irish Rose, and,
Was she a cougar?
Nah, I wish. Because let me...
Drinking Wild Irish Rose. Really?
Wild Irish Rose.
I don't see drunks on 6 Mile with flies.
Because you can afford it.
Wild Irish Rose.
Like, let me explain something about cougars. Cougars have that bread, and cougars do everything you want.
Yeah, buy Xboxes and PlayStations.
I would love a motherfucker to buy me an Xbox. I would love it. Just for me being me. This is one of those times where, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. See, your version of a crunch is totally different from my version of a crunch.
Yeah, because really my crunch is...
Because my crunch is sad. It's sad, Brandy. It's really sad.
I just go without.
You see how easy... Yeah, I just go without. You know, fuck it. Me. Alright, it's going to be a steak. For real. Like, this bitch... She tricked me into coming 4 times.
How'd she trick you 4 times?
She's good. I was in a crunch, Brandy. It was like, hey.
Ain't no nigga gonna trick me 4 times.
Okay. That's why it's different strokes.
After the first time, I kind of figured it was some bullshit. But the second time when you hit me with that...
See, the second time, it was just like, all right. When you in a crunch, you don't think straight. When you in a crunch, you like, you know what?
I can't say that, Sam. A lot of shit that you would normally... Say, oh hell no, fuck that. When you in a crunch,
you let it slide.
Okay.
Do you know how much shit I let slide? Like, I talk about old girlfriends on here because I don't name names. But this bitch does have a fucking criminal rap sheet. And all for shit that could be avoided. Like, she cooked a nigga with a taser in a parking lot. But you in a crunch. She done got the, hey, why don't you come over? You know what? Everything about me said I should stay away from your ass right now. I'm just gonna try it out. So what you cook Noel in a goddamn parking lot of East Trubisky University? So what if you did that? I am him. Maybe you did have good reason. What was your reason for cooking Noel in the middle of parking? Oh, you took your parking space. That shit justified. I get mad as hell. Like, I'm making excuses for the bitch. It's like, you know, different strokes with different folks, you know? You really want that parking space. The world don't move. That's what I like. It's like, the world don't move. Right for you. Well, maybe right for you. Maybe right for some.
I love this.
Different strokes, nigga. Bitch, shit. I've been talking for it. I want to fuck the shit out of the world, too. Fuck him. Who the fuck does he think he is taking your parking spot? Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody's got a special shine. No, bullshit. Get it. Well, my listeners are actually pretty used to shit. You know there's a nigga from the Olympics right now listening to you in Wichita, Kansas? People listen to me doing...